Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Ease in Abundance. I took a little bit of a break over the summer, so you know I'm bringing in the heat today. If you're new here, I'm your host, Annette, and I help people collapse timelines, activate abundance, and lead from their most authentic, aligned self. And this episode might just be the message you needed to hear right now. So let's dive in. Start with a gentle but firm reminder that you are the creator of your reality. You create your reality even when it doesn't feel like it. And if there's something in your life that isn't working and it's in your control, then it's time to make a decision, not someday when I feel ready, and not once the timing is perfect. It's a now decision, a decision that says, this is it. I'm not available for this version of my life anymore, and I'm ready for more. And if it's not in your control, you still get to decide how you respond. You still get to shift your energy, your standards, and your next step. And that is so powerful. So let me paint a picture of what life can look like out of alignment. You wake up with dread for the day ahead, or you spend Sundays dreading the work week, not because anything is wrong, technically, but because your soul or that inner knowing knows that this isn't it. In my 9-to-5s over the past few years, they weren't necessarily aligned. There was nothing wrong with the work itself. I love marketing. I love the people. I just wanted to wake up working on my business and growing my dreams and my dream to help others build their dreams. So you go through the motions. Work drains you, your calendar is full, but your heart feels empty. And we think that people who are living the life that we want have it all figured out, that they've never had this messy middle. But we sometimes forget that we're comparing our becoming to someone else who's further along than us. And here's what I want you to take away. Every big aligned shift begins with a whisper. It's subtle, quiet, and it doesn't scream. But you know what does scream? Your ego. Your ego yells, are you sure you want this? What if no one buys? What if you look stupid? What if you fail? You should wait until you feel more ready. What if you waste the money? You're probably not qualified enough yet. Oh, you're going to look like you're trying too hard. So that's ego, but you have this deep inner knowing that whispers, and it is a whisper. It is so quiet. Go now. This is it. You don't need to prove it. Just move. It's already yours. What if it actually works? You don't have to know how. Just say yes. You're allowed to make this easy. This version of you is ready. So if you've been feeling that nudge, that little pull for more, listen to it. Don't wait for a breakdown to give yourself permission to rise. 2026 will be here before we know it. So let's not let another year go by where you're playing small, letting people drain your energy, helping build someone else's dream while yours is on the back burner for yet another year. And if you were hoping that things would feel smoother by now, that your results would feel more juicy at this point in the year, let this be your checkpoint. Are you showing up like the version of you who knows that it's possible, who believes their success is inevitable? Are you content? Is that coming from a place of fear? Because for me, contentment was never a comfortable place. So I always knew that it was time to stretch, to head on another journey. So being content isn't a bad thing, but for me, it was just not a place that I like to stay too long. Because I do know that it gets to feel like ease. It gets to feel like flow. And you have the time if you decide to use it differently. I may have mentioned this before, but when I first started my podcast, it wasn't because I always wanted to have a podcast. It was the opposite, actually. I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but I actually love it. I remember hearing a podcaster who had just had a baby and she had another little girl at home and she was recording her podcast in her bedroom. And I thought, if she can do it, I can do it. I can find the privacy. I can find the time. So this is your little reminder that putting yourself first will have a ripple effect on those around you. You don't realize how heavy fine feels until you're finally free. And what I mean by that is living in alignment. We normalize the Sunday dread, that quiet voice saying, this can't be it. The overachieving that masks how we feel lost inside. And living out of alignment isn't free. It costs your energy, your joy, your dreams, and your future. You get to want more. You get to stop settling and start living in your pinch me, this is my life. So if you're ready for your next chapter, for real alignment, next level magnetism, and abundance that feels really good and sustainable, I want to introduce you to Aligned and Abundant. This is my signature group program that is kicking off in September. And it's not just another course or program. It really is a portal to that next version of you. There probably is a non-fluffy way to say that, but it's so true. You get to stop settling and you get to want more. I don't just teach this stuff, I've embodied it. And inside, I teach you the Mind Rebel Method, which is a powerful framework to help you meet and integrate the parts of you that hold fear, doubt, sabotage, and ship them with compassion and speed. No shame, just insight. And that shift can happen in an instant. And this is something that will not only transform your life, but it will help you see people and all of their parts in a different way. And I'll leave you with this. I became a coach because I know what it feels like to crave more and have no idea how the hell to get there. I know what it's like to lose yourself and find something better on the other side. You can have what you want and you can have it all. And you may face chaos and you may fear losing it all and you might wonder if you're enough. Whatever comes, you know that you won't just survive, you'll thrive. So whether you're starting a business, healing a relationship, stepping into a leadership position, just sick of the Sunday scaries and those golden handcuffs whispering, this is it, you're stuck. You get to shift. You get to spot the opportunities, the portals, the possibilities. Yes, even money, when others only see limits. This is how you unlock the version of you who leads their life, not reacts to it. This is a pattern that I see. The scarcity mindset that's so sneaky. It sounds like, what if everything I've built disappears? The money, the clients, the job, the relationship, all of it. And that's scary, right? But when you're anchored in your authentic self, when you know how to come back home to your own worth, and I know that may sound cheesy, but that's exactly what it is. Your inner clarity, your intuition, you don't fear the fall anymore because you have trust in yourself. You trust your rise because you are the source and you can rebuild. You've done it before. That's the power of alignment. You don't have to burn it all down, you quit the job, but you do get to hold the deep inner knowing that no matter what happens, if you lose the job, if the relationship ends, if it all goes away, if the money dries up, you can rebuild. This work will change you. You're not here to play small. You're not here to shrink. You're here to expand, to thrive, to overflow. And that's exactly what we cultivate inside Aligned and Abundant. Doors are officially open, so head over to the show notes to check out the details and let me know if you have any questions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.